I'm having in the spirit today. Amen. For us, it's starting Sunday school. Amen. Amen. First of all, we thank and praise God for each of you here. And so that I can stay here, would you please allow me a few minutes? I forgot to mention that Sister Katrina, Sister Karen throwing daggers at me already. I'm over 50. Sister Katrina has been, Sister Katrina, would you please stand? Sister Katrina Mitchell has been elected into the National Honor Society. Please give her a hand for our many, many accomplishments. Amen. Why won't we ever stay here? Amen. 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 If you, unless you've had your head under a rock, or you just were born this morning, there's been a lot of controversy in the news about some words that were spoken. And even though you may be tired of it, even though you may have your own opinion about it, I want you to know that there's also something about this in Scripture. Would you please turn with me to the book of Titus, chapter 2. Titus, chapter 2. And when you find that, please stand to your feet. Titus chapter 2. If you go to Revelation, you're too far. Titus chapter 2. Titus is right before Hebrews. I hear pages turning. Titus chapter 2. We need to have more people at Bible study then. Together, let's read verses 1 through 7. Let us read. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men, so grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience, that the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given much to wine, teachers of good thing, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own woman. Be not blasphemed. Young men likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, and all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Let's read verse 7 again. And all, how many things? How many things? Continue. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I ask you to be seated before we made our proclamation. Raise your Bibles high. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Our meditation scripture this morning came from Hebrews chapter 11. If you read that whole chapter, it talks about being an example of faith, or giving examples of faith. But on today, we need to look at where we are. Amen. So I want you to find somebody that got a nice smile, somebody you know you can look at. And repeat after me, neighbor, to me, you are my example of real faith. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, I got my eyes on you. No, those of you who've been watching the news, you already know about the Rutgers basketball team, amen? And you know what was said. And it is appalling that it took something like this for the leaders, quote unquote leaders, to get outraged. And it's also amazing that when we look, if we were to take the sales of Snoop Dogg and Jazzy and whatever, the 50 cents and all the other, I would guarantee you that they have some church folk money. I would guarantee you that some of our children, even adults, know the words of these songs. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that they are played not only in the cars when mama ain't there, but they are played in the rooms of the children whether mama and daddy is there or not. And it is appalling to me that we ourselves didn't think anything about it until it was spoken out of context. It is appalling to me that we actually thought it was cute. And we allow our children to sing the lyrics of these songs. But just because now Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton get the boogers rolled out, we want to get our boogers blown out too. Where have we been for 15 years? Where have we been? Let's turn, keep your finger in that Titus. Turn to Romans 8 and verse 28. Romans 8 and 28. When you found that, let's read together, please. Romans 8, everybody got it? All right, let's wait. I need some more listeners. I know we got some more mouths in here. One, two, three, read. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called. I will tell you now, God has gotten tired of us not saying anything. God has gotten tired of us sitting back acting like it's okay. And child of God, because we are examples of faith to other people, it is no longer acceptable. It has never been acceptable. I don't know where you came from, but my mama told me there are some words that I don't respond to. You want to get my attention? You got to know my name. You have to know my name. Honking horns don't make me turn around. Hello? Call me. Say my name. Say my name. When we look in Titus, it said that we should speak sound doctrine. The aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith. We have young men walking in the church, and they have to look at women to know what it is to be a child of God. This is not acceptable. There are men within the household of faith that know how to conduct themselves. Every man is not chasing skirts. Some men know how it is to be a head of the household. Some men know how to love one woman. Some men know how to be faithful. Everybody ain't pimping. The world wants us to think all we're doing is sitting back collecting money. That is a lie from the pit of hell. When you come into the household of faith, we teach sound doctrine at St. John. It's unacceptable. When we look at the scripture, it said that the men ought to be in charity and patience, and then the aged women. There are some women here that know how to raise a family. There are women in here that know how to work a job. There are women in here that know how long their skirts are supposed to be. And then we know how to dress. I know God looks at the heart, man looks on the outside, but sometimes women, we are supposed to show everything we were born with. Look at your neighbor and say, there is a code of dressing here. And children of God, we have to let somebody on the outside get us outraged? Is that not upsetting to you? It upsets the living gall out of me. But because we are examples of faith, the scripture says charity starts at home and spreads abroad. We have to teach our children what they should and should not listen to. And let me tell you, saying no is not good enough. We have to tell them why. Tell them why. Just the other night, I was looking at Whoopi Goldberg, and I remember when, years ago, when she first hit the scene, we thought she was just racy. She said some stuff that, man, we could only repeat when mama wasn't listening. But now, as she said, sometimes the comedians come on and they are so vulgar, it upsets her ears. And I'm thinking, now, if it upsets Whoopi's ears that say anything out of her mouth, how can Whoopi get upset and the children of God just sit there and grin? Because of us sitting back, we no longer have prayer in schools. Because of us sitting back, we just let God roam like it ain't nothing. We cannot care. We may not be able to say a prayer, but we can pack. Hello? We can't have prayer in school, but they got drugs in school because the children of God just sit back. But as examples of faith, we need to know how to open our mouth and call the devil what he is. We need to be able to have control of our children at home and in the streets. If we teach them at home, they know what to do when they leave home. Glory to God. But now we want to get upraged. I don't know about you, but Al Sharpton don't run my house. Jesse Jackson don't know where I live. But when I tell my grandkids, turn that mess off. Glory to God. I'm in Bible. Let's look at verse 4. It said the older women, the aged women, they need to teach the young women to be sober and to love their husbands and their children. My Lord, my God. We have children roaming the streets, don't even have time. They don't even have a certain time to come home. Nobody's in my house but me, but I need to be home at a certain time. When we can just let them run wild, how are we going to let them run wild and then expect them to act okay when they come to church? Nobody just get instant conditioning because they in church. This has to be learned 7 days a week. Hallelujah. And then teach them to love their husbands? My God. And I want you to catch your breath on this. Nobody instantly falls in love because they look good. Love is a learned process. Love is a learned process. And if you ain't never seen love, you don't know what love really is. There is a difference between being hot and being in love. And most of us ain't hot long enough to know what love is. And we just fall in with anybody. Verse 5 said to be chaste, to be discreet, to be chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband. The word of God be not blasphemed. What does this have to do with faith? It says simply like this. Being a child of God, we just don't portray God in the church. But everywhere we go, we are examples of faith. When people see you in all these, they ought to see you as a walking Bible. When people see us at the laundromat, they ought to see us as a walking Bible. When they see us at work, we ought to be walking Bible because we are the ones that stand up for Jesus. And we need to stand up for Jesus everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. And we need to understand that when people look at us, they should be amazed at how good God is to us. In trials and tribulation, they ought to look at a child of God and say, give me encouragement. And as a child of God,
whether you want to be or not, when you give God your life and you accept him as your personal savior, you are a living testimony. Even in Sunday school today, we were talking about how God kept us when we didn't even know we needed keeping. God is the one that protects us. He is the one that leads and guides us. He is the one that orders our steps. If it were not for God on our side, we would have been dead a long time ago. But because of Jesus, we are able today. And children, God, let me tell you, we need to tell our children and talk to them about what is good music and what is not good music. And we need to tell them what is good conversation and what not is good conversation. And as children of God, we need to have some care about ourselves. Growing up, hallelujah, growing up, there was just some things my father told us we couldn't do. When everybody else was cutting up, my father said, you don't do that. Not as long as you're my child. People came in any time of the night. My mama told her, baby, you want to come in this time? You fixing to move. She didn't ask me if I wanted to move. She said, one more time, you got to move. Because she had rules and regulations. And when we come to church, we don't want to have no rules. Put that back to hell. It's rules in this house, baby. It is rules to the household of faith. God ordered it so. And as children of God, you should want those rules. Hallelujah. We should want to be told what we can and cannot do. But if you are real about yourself, you don't mind rules. You don't care. Please, I didn't want to do that anyway. Can't stay out all night. I'm too old. I'm tired. I want to go home. Huh? Please, you can't eat everything on the table? I know I'm fat enough. I don't need to eat everything. And then when it comes to the household of faith, there are rules. Look at you today. Where would we be today if we did not have rules of faith? Where would we be today if God had not protected us when we were out running crazy? Where would we be today? And I want to punch it out here. Listen, let me tell you. I'm not saying that all music is bad. But you better know the difference between good music and bad music. If you can't sing the lyrics in front of your mama, baby, don't sing them. If you got to play them real low so can't nobody know you know those words, then don't play it. Somebody say, draw the line. How are we examples of faith? We are examples of faith because as aged women, we need to turn around and let these young women know life is hard, but because of Jesus Christ, you can make it. I know it's not fair, but God didn't say he was going to be fair. He said, I will give you favor, and you have that favor. The older men need to turn around and say, hey, bud, slow yourself down. You need to pace yourself. You ain't got to hit every woman. Just get you a couple of good ones every now and then. But you need to tell them, children of God, look where he brought us from. Some of us are only alive today because God saved us. Some of us are only able to walk today because he protected us. Don't you know somebody needs to know our testimony? We ain't always been saved and sanctified, even though we fall down. But when we fall down, he pick us up. We don't always get it right, but when we don't get it right, we repent and say, Father, and he washes us up. Being an example of faith doesn't mean you no longer mess up. It just means when you mess up, you know where to go get washed up. Verse 7 says, in all things. Look at Titus 1 and 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. And right now, somebody's looking to you saying, how can I be a child of God? How can I make it with my background? Oh, you haven't seen what I've been through. You don't know what I did. You don't know how I am. But if can God use somebody like me? When they come in, children of God, we got to tell them the truth. Yes, God can use you. Yes, God wants you. Yes, God loves you. He doesn't care where you came from. He is the God that cleans you up. He doesn't care what your background is like. He gives you a brand new future. All you have to do is say, yes, Lord. And he starts you with a clean slate. Yes, you got some sin in your life. Everybody in here got some sin in their life. Don't believe me? Watch this. He without sin, stand up. Told you. You think your life is messed up? Anybody in here that ain't bothered by nothing, stand up. Look around this sanctuary. You want to see some examples of love? Anybody who's been forgiven by God, stand up. Be seated. This is about being an example of faith. We are having people come in church today that don't know the difference between right and wrong. We've got people coming in today thinking they can slide in like they did when they came in the world. But children of God, we need to stop them and say, hold up. There's a different rule in here. You don't bring that mess from out there and think you're going to get it on in here. No, no. Because in here, Jesus is Lord. In here, he is King of Kings. In here is what God says that go. In here, we do things differently. In here, God is the one that saved and sanctified. You don't need to know when my birthday is. Just say happy birthday every day. I'm in the Bible. When we look here, say, but speak thou things which become sound doctrine. What is sound doctrine? We need to know that Jesus is the one that called us out of darkness into a marvelous light. Sound doctrine is knowing that we are priests and people called by God. Sound doctrine is knowing that if Jesus had not brought us up when he did, we would have gone back to a living hell. Sound doctrine is if he would withdraw his breath from 1 minute, from 1 second, we would go back to the nothingness from which we come. Sound doctrine is we did not pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, but it was God's boot, his strength, and his strength. And then why not God? Sound doctrine is, you think you need me? I need you. We are a family. I could not be a pastor if you were not here. You would not be a church if God was not here. Ain't nobody an island in here. We are tied together by the blood of Jesus Christ. If I fall down, somebody in here ought to love me enough to pick me up. How to be an example of faith. First of all, tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. God is the one that thought enough of you to die on the cross. Tell yourself the truth. Nobody else needs to know what he brought you from. But do not erase your past. Your past is why your testimony is as strong as it is. You don't need to just pull out every nook and cranny, but you better know that you know that you know that you know. You didn't save yourself. It took God on the cross. Tell yourself the truth. Every now and then, you have an opportunity to mess up, and sometimes we do. Tell yourself the truth. Everything that come out of your mouth is not scripture. Just last week, I was telling Sister Sue that about the youth revival was this past week. I had to go home and look again. It wasn't last week. It was this week. I could have walked around and said, well, they got it wrong. But I had to say, forgive me. I had the wrong week. What does that mean? As an example of faith, when you know you messed up, don't walk around like, well, I ain't telling nobody. an example of faith, you go back and tell them, listen, I had it wrong. And tell the truth about it. It's not always the other person. Tell a God, catch your breath. Sometimes we lie intentionally and unintentionally. I didn't say to me. But as examples of faith, we have to be truthful. Guess what? Somebody is watching us. Somebody is looking at us saying, how do you do it? How do you make it? And we have to tell them, if it were not for God, I would fall down on my face every day. If it were not for God leading me, guiding me, I would mess up every day. If it were not for God, I would close my Bible, go back home and say, forget all of it. But it was for God. And as an example of faith, I can tell you without a doubt, God should have just threw me away long time ago. But when he looked down from heaven, he saw something in me that I did not see in myself. When God looked at you, he saw somebody that was worth putting his life on the cross. When God looked at you, he saw somebody that was valuable. When God looked at you, he saw somebody that needed another chance. And I don't know about you, but I can say thank you, Jesus. And because he gave us a chance, can't we be an example? I don't know, but somebody in here knows God as a doctor that never lost a patient. Somebody knows him as a lawyer that never lost a case. Somebody in here knows that when there ain't no food on your table, you can set it anyway and say, Jesus, I need to eat today. Somebody knows that he can open doors for a job that you ain't never seen before. Somebody knows that he will give you a house when you can't even make your apartment known. Somebody knows today that when you all by yourself, don't have anybody to call, you can just fold your arms and look up toward heaven and say, Father, I stretch my hand to you. No other help I know. And before you finish, he sends legions of angels that will come down and wrap around you and give you strength for the journey. But we have to say, Father. And then there are those of us who know him as a second chance. And a second chance. And a second chance. We know that when we were in our dark room, we say, Father, if you just get me out of this mess, you won't see me in this no more. And when he got us up, we went over and got in another mess. And we say, Lord, if you get me out of this mess, you won't see me like this no more. He raised us up and we got in another mess. And we say, Lord, if you get me out of this, we ain't gonna do this no more. And he got us up and we got in another mess and another mess and another mess until one day we finally say, Lord, I'm tired. And he picked us up and we've been up ever since because we finally got tired. That's how you be an example. When you can look back over your life and you can see where he's given us another chance. When you can look back and see when the whole world was saying you was nothing, he said, oh, but you're something to me. You can be an example when you look back and see you should have been dead. You should have not been able to raise your head, but he said, lift up your head, all ye dead. I'm coming for you. I'm coming. We can be an example of faith when we realize all the plans we had didn't work. And finally, the last resort, we say, Jesus, it's up to you now. And he said, good, I've been waiting on you. We can be examples of faith when every time we hear the story of Calvary, when we hear about him walking up Golgotha Hill, when we hear about how he was beat with 39 stripes,
when we hear about how his blood was running all over, when we hear about his meat falling off his bones, we can be examples of faith. When we realize it wasn't because of him that he took the beating, but it was because of us that he took the beating. It wasn't what he did, but it's what we did. It wasn't because of him, but because he loves us so much. We can be examples of faith when we realize that as they put him on the cross and they held him up between heaven and earth, when he looked down and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We can tell the truth. We were the ones that needed forgiveness. And even then, as they laid him in that grave, and he was there all Friday. He was there all Saturday. And then Saturday night, when our hope was gone, when our hope had dwindled to nothing, and then Sunday morning, when he got up with all power in his hand, when he got up, St. John, we got up. When he got up, oh, Sister Ingram, we got up. When he got up, Deacon Woods, we got up. When he got up, Trustee Young, we got up. And because he got up, we serve an example. You want to know what looking like Jesus is? Look at me. You want to know what a miracle is? Look at me. You want to know what a testimony is? Look at me. I'm saved and sanctified, speaking tongues. When the Lord give me utterance, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I know he's sticking closer than any brother. Are you an example of faith? Are you an example? Can somebody ask you, what does it feel like to be saved? Can somebody ask you, what does it feel like to be given a second chance? Can somebody ask you, tell me what being a child of God is all about? How about if somebody says, did he give you another chance? This morning, child of God, if you are an example of faith, you ought to say hallelujah. If you know he gave you another chance, you ought to say glory. And if you know anything about being a testimony, you need to say, I am one. Glory to God. We are examples today. So that when we open the doors of the church and they come in from the north, south, east, and west, and they say, I just need to see what a child of God really looks like, you can stand today. Hope they don't come in here. Doors of the church are open. You may come by letter.